Obviously, a great deal of attention was paid to Angelina Jolie when she had her mastectomy as a way of prevention after seeing that she had the gene that indicated she was at higher risk for breast cancer. Did the publicity surrounding that, in your view, put a healthy focus on prevention, or did it fuel a debate over a very controversial means of addressing the problem?
I think she handled it well. I think the message we need to get out, however, is that in most cases, the preventive actions people can take to reduce their risk are not so disturbing as what she had to do. So if people use sense in the sun, if people simply start exercising, exercise may be the only true wonder drug out there, you can reduce your risk of dying prematurely of cancer.
Her treatment, again, brings up the issue of affordability. Being Angelina Jolie, she could afford to do what she felt was right for her. What about somebody who isn't Angelina Jolie and doesn't have that kind of money?
Well, that is a problem. And the good news is that we're definitely moving in a direction where people will be able to get the kind of care and treatment that they need. Having said that, we are starting from behind the starting line. We're starting way back in terms of many people simply not having access. So what we want to do, what the American Cancer Society is trying to do, is make sure everybody can benefit from the successes we've seen. Many of those successes have been based on research funded by public money.
On the issue of what you might call preventive mastectomies, which is what Angelina Jolie had and what many other women have had, does the Cancer Society have a position on that?
Our position is that simply that each person needs to determine if they want to be screened or evaluated as to whether they have the risk factor. Then, if they decide they want to do that, they need to be informed of the risks and benefits of taking any further action.
But before a woman makes the decision on the mastectomy, very often she has to decide, do I even want to know whether I have that genetic predisposition? Do you have a position on that? Should a woman go ahead and be screened for it?
Well, again, we say each person needs to read about and become informed. And today, with the access to the American Cancer Society, we are only interested in the cancer patient or the potential cancer patient. You can get a lot of good information, and then you have to make your own choice.
On prostate cancer, there's even perhaps more uncertainty about that than there is about the screening for breast cancer. Men of a certain age, and I'm one of them, probably are very confused about what to do about having a PSA test or not. You have said we're not at a point that the benefits outweigh whatever possible downsides there are, but does that mean no one should get a PSA test if they're 50 or over?
No, and we do have very specific guidelines in that regard. We believe that each man should be informed that there is a test and informed as to what those risks and possible benefits are. A key point here is that there's been a dramatic drop in prostate cancer mortality, and that's a good thing.
And was the PSA test in part responsible for that?
There's no question in my mind but what the PSA test was partly responsible for that decline. However, prostate cancer may be the most overtreated form of cancer out there. So it's not an all good news story, to be honest about it, and it'll be a few years before we're going to be able to determine that particular cancer is aggressive and needs to be treated. That particular one isn't, and you needn't bother with it because then you don't have to worry about some of the side effects of therapy.
This is certainly not one you have to answer, but does the CEO of the American Cancer Society get a PSA test?
I have gotten a PSA test during my annual physical every year so far, and my physician and I kid each other and laugh and joke as to when am I going to stop getting it. And I'm probably getting about to the age when I'll stop getting it because we know the natural history of the disease is such that it's typically slow growing. And thankfully, I've never had a problem. There's no question but what more men need to spend some time deciding whether they need to have the test or not. Some of my colleagues, both of whom are scientists and physicians, one has a test every year and the other one refuses to have a test.
Dr. John Ceferin is the CEO of the American Cancer Society, which celebrated its 100th birthday this month. Dr. Ceferin, thank you so much for giving us this time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.